Now an update on singer Taylor Swift and the issue of artist compensation. To cut to the chase, Taylor Swift wins again. In the growing category of Taylor Swift versus online music providers, a singer now has a big victory under her belt. As of this weekend, Apple Music just announced a free 3-month trial period for its new streaming service. During that time, as Apple had it initially planned out, artists would not be compensated, but Swift came out with a Tumblr post that took Apple to task on the compensation issue, and by morning, Apple's president had responded. Here to talk us through the latest skirmish between artists and music providers is Emily Yar. She's entertainment reporter at The Washington Post. Emily, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So to set the stage here, Apple is getting into the music streaming biz with Apple Music. Did they really think that no one was going to object if they didn't pay artists during this 3-month free trial period?
Well, it's interesting because Apple, you know, they're one of the biggest companies in the world. They have so much, you know, so many music licenses already with iTunes. I think they just figured that it was, you know, such a big company and artists rely on them so much through iTunes and things like that, that, you know, they might not be happy about it, but people might think better than to complain. And so Taylor Swift really changed everything. There were kind of already grumblings from independent labels and artists. But once someone as big as Taylor Swift steps up, they couldn't help but listen.
And she also said she wouldn't let her latest album, I think it's 1989, be streamed by Apple Music. How big a deal would that have been to Apple?
It's sort of hard to tell because Taylor Swift did the same thing with Spotify when she pulled all of her music off of that service, also citing that she didn't think that artists were fairly compensated for that. But, you know, there would have been a lot of music, but Taylor Swift is arguably the biggest pop star in the world, so it wouldn't have looked great for them if she had pulled her latest album off.
So what do you make of the fact that Apple seems to have caved rather quickly on it? Was it really just an epiphany moment for the company, or was there something more going on?
Well, I think that, again, the independent music labels and artists, there have been kind of steady complaints about this for a while, so I think that the Taylor Swift post was kind of the tipping point because this was an issue that had really only been heard within the music community. But when Taylor Swift tweeted her post to her 59 million followers and it got all of this attention, I think that's what sent them over the edge.
So this whole thing highlights the fact that this is still, in a lot of ways, uncharted territory, the way music is shared, is paid for, and how artists can control their product now that technology makes it so easy to share. What do you see as the big unresolved issues here?
I think just the amount of the payment that's made, and, you know, Apple still hasn't really clarified how much they will pay artists now per stream or per listen. So it's, yeah, just a matter of figuring out what exactly the definition of fair is. You know, Spotify, when Taylor Swift pulled all of her music off of that service, they came out and said, you know, we've paid all of this millions and millions of dollars to artists to use their music. But in reality, a lot of that money goes to the label and a bunch of other people and then the artist. So I think just trying to figure out the amount that really does fairly compensate artists for their work.
Looking at that Spotify case, which came before what happened with Apple and Taylor Swift, do you think that ended to Taylor Swift's satisfaction? Is that a win for her, too?
It's sort of hard to tell. I think probably a win for her would be to have an amount of money that she feels fairly compensates her. It's kind of hard to tell what that is exactly, too, since, like you said, this is just sort of a new thing. No one really knows, and we're just sort of figuring it out as we go. But, you know, her music is still on Pandora and things like that, so maybe they pay a different rate. But I think that she, you know, would probably think Spotify has a ways to go before she would consider putting her music back on.
Well, some people have billed this whole thing as Taylor Swift's maybe at the height of her power and her popularity, kind of bringing Apple to its knees. Is that the way you read it?
You know, sort of. Again, I think there were probably other things behind the scenes that were going on, but I think it's pretty smart of Apple to align itself with Taylor Swift, who, again, does have a worldwide fan base like no other artist out there right now. So it was kind of a win-win for them both. You know, Taylor Swift looks like she's sticking up for all these indie artists that don't really have the same platform. Apple now looks very understanding. So I think that, you know, it worked out well for both of them.
And thinking about those indie artists, those indie musicians, is it a dangerous thing to have one person at the head of all this who has so much clout? She's not an indie artist, but I mean, she was sort of taking up that cause. Does it put people in a delicate position? Because if there's no Taylor Swift or somehow she falls off the mantle, who's their voice going to be?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Cause, yeah, as Taylor Swift said in her Tumblr post, you know, she didn't write this, but she does make, you know, around $50 million a year. So this really wasn't about her. This was her sticking up for other artists who don't have the same voice. And it's hard to tell, like, who the next ringleader would be, since a lot of people, she's very unusual in the amount of clout and power she has. You know, maybe it's a sign that artists need to stick together more and band together to speak out against things that they don't think are fair. Yeah, so it's hard to tell who would be there if Taylor Swift suddenly wasn't anymore.
Emily, thanks a lot for coming on and talking about it today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was Emily Yar, entertainment reporter for The Washington Post.